All right, well, this was Sunday, July 16th, for what an exciting game we've seen with Hamilton coming to Oakville here to play one of the top teams, Blue Devils, who could have gone into first if they'd have won, and instead coming out with a 3-1 win. And so I have head coach Cameron DeRoya here, and we're going to ask some questions about today's game. And so let's start with, what about today's game?
Well, it was a good game. It went exactly as we thought. We are very depleted. Basically, I had four midfielders playing as a back four, but we have a good group of players, some of them good experience.
Yeah, they were
and
great.
And we did a good job today, so we did exactly what we were supposed to do.
Okay. Where do most of your players come from?
Well, we have a majority of our players are students. We yeah. have a couple of good players. We have a midfielder who's just finished playing for, I believe, in the U.S., a big program in the U.S. He's ready to be pro. We have a player who's played in the World Cup today. He debuted for us first game today. And, he's 28 years old. So I have got a variety of players. I had, like I said, it was depleted. We brought some of the reserve players, but so we are a mixture, mostly student though.
Yeah, okay. And would some of them come from, because I see where you play a lot of your games at McMaster, are some of them from McMaster?
We had a lot of McMaster guys. We lost them. Now we have Brock guys.
Back to school.
Yeah, back to school. Right now we have a lot of guys who are back to school. We have signed some players from out west. They went back to Calgary, that area. So, yes.
So that's sort of like Sigma. What a great segue to talk about Sigma and Forge.
Yeah.
You have signed, although Forge had for years, of course, they used to be Sigma.
Yeah.
But they've signed, they've got you in an agreement too, Hamilton United, hometown there.
Yeah.
What are you getting out of that agreement right now?
We are getting quite a bit. We are getting the fact that everybody thinks that, you know, everybody knows that we are part of the, we are a development team for Forge. And
yes.
they are trying, you know, their influence is starting to show within the OPDL teams and the regional teams. And I guess it was from the beginning, was told to us that, you know, they're going to leave the first team for next year and the year after until they fix the foundation. But, you know, we coach the same principle as Forge does, and we are absolutely delighted that you're part of us. And
are they coming in like some of their experts are sending down for
training? My assistant Andrew, he's in, you know, constant talk with Kit, assistant coach in Forge, and they are well aware of our players and our progress. So yes, this is an excellent partnership and opportunity for us.
Yeah, good deal. Except the only thing, and I know the explanation, you had Miles Green, the league leading scorer last year with 20 goals, I think.
23, actually.
23, yeah, which was the, I think, the amount that you guys have scored all season so far until today.
Yeah.
But he was trying out for Forge, and then they dropped him down. Okay, fine, wasn't ready. But they dropped him down to Sigma, so boo, you know.
Yes, and I would have liked to have Miles back with us. And
of
I think,
course.
I think maybe I can understand Forge. The Sigma system is exactly how they want it, and maybe they're not sure about our system. So, but in time, I think we are going to get some of their players coming and playing for us.
Now, one of the agreements seems to be that with League One, with Forge, is you're getting to play at Tim Hortons Field sometimes before the Forge doubleheader games. What a thrill must it be for the kids to see all the thousands cheering
on. Yes, absolutely,
They're
not absolutely kids, but they're young men with a lot of egos, and they definitely like it, yeah.
Very nice, great. Now, one big thing is you wouldn't believe today's play, beating like one of the top teams, that you were on the margins of this top 12 split that's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's really down to you, 12-13. It's between you and Burlington. Who are you going to play on?
You're
August
forgetting
the
about Woodbridge. You're forgetting
sixth.
About ProStar. Those guys have to win their games to stay up. They haven't won yet.
Yeah, no. But there's in the combined.
Yeah,
thing,
absolutely. Even in the combined.
Okay, but just to keep going, I guess how important is that to for what you think of being in that top?
Oh, it's absolutely
division?
Is vital for us to stay up there. This was our goal. I mean, my goal to start a coaching to keep the team in the top two, because if you don't, then we don't get the good players.
Yeah.
And you know, players tend to go where, you know, this year we lost a lot of players.
There's a lot of those comments about the Mike's mercenary team, the ones that are just scooping up the all-stars. I've named a few over time, but I'll leave that out for now. Let's see, dueling, the importance of the club on this. Okay, well, I'll tell you what Bobby said. I asked him at last week's press conference, Forge blasted York 4-0. And I said, well, how important is it now that you have two teams, to have them both in the top 12? And he said for either, he doesn't really care. His idea of these teams is that he just wants to move on players, keep them going. He said, yes, the competition, it will be better in the top, but he's putting, you know, no pressure. But that's what he says. But
I guess he wanted to not put any pressure on us because we are right now at the bubble.
So I think it's trying to time to move on, you have... Remember last year when I had my interview with you, you had a guy sent off to take an earring out of his ear, and he must have got lost in the corridors of the school, and when he came back, it was 2-0 already.
Yes, absolutely, except
for maybe a policy of no earrings, I guess you caught on there. So really, thanks for talking to me.
No problem.
Let me see, it's the same joke last year.